Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Thank you.
you are holy, we thank you. No one contends with you, no one compares with you, you're in a class all by yourself. We declare that you are holy, Jesus. We declare that you are holy.
Holy, 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 holy is the Lord.
The Lord.
compares to you. You are holy, 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 yeah. You are holy, holy, holy. There's no one holy like the Lord. You are holy, God. You are holy, yeah. You are holy, holy, holy.
My Your mighty life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. We adore you, O God. We bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Welcome to AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We adore you, oh God. We worship you, oh God, in the beauty of your holiness. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. He is awesome. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. He is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's our counselor. Hallelujah. And we just want to bless him and say thank you in the name of his name, Yeshua HaMashiach. We bless his name. Let us just begin to pray wherever you are this morning. Just begin to bless him. Use your voice and begin to just bless him and praise him. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Father, we thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. You watch over us as we slept through the night. And Lord, we want to say thank you. You woke our children up this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, we say thank you, Lord. We're in sound mind, sound body. We say thank you, Jesus. We're not homeless. We say thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we cannot thank you enough for your goodness. We cannot thank you enough for your grace. We cannot thank you enough for your mercy. Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, you're good to us. Oh, God, more than we are to ourselves. We bless your name. Praise your name. We worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. We adore you, oh, God. We bless you, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the battles that you fought for us, the ones we know of and even the ones we do not know of, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And not only did you fight, you win every battle. So we thank you, Lord, for winning, for giving us the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for there is victory. There is victory in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Jesus, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard against the enemy. And Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. If we had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts to the depths of our souls, oh God. We say thank you. We give you the glory. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst. We welcome you, Spirit of the living God. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. Move in our midst like you've never done before, Holy Spirit. Take preeminence, Holy Spirit, in this service. We surrender completely and totally to you, Holy Spirit. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives. Holy Spirit, hover over this environment. Holy Spirit, hover over our dwelling places. Holy Spirit, hover over our hearts. Hover over our minds. Holy Spirit, hover, let the light of God begin to shine. Let there be light. Let there be light. And there was light. The Spirit of the living God, hover over every area of our lives and let your holy light shine in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be light in the night, in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine, hallelujah. Let your light shine, hallelujah. Let your light shine, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we need divine CPR, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, give us your CPR, divine CPR. We need it. Hallelujah. Resuscitate us, Holy Spirit. Resuscitate every area of our lives, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, give us supernatural resuscitation in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, resuscitate our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, resuscitate us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, take complete and absolute control of this devotion this morning in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah, we praise you, we worship you, we glorify your name, O God. For you are worthy of praise, you are worthy of glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Have mercy. Mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy. Mercy upon our children. Mercy upon our spouses. Mercy upon our grandchildren. Mercy upon our great-grand. Mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. Everything that we've done that's not pleasing to you, O God, have mercy. Rain down your mercy. Father, we are truly sorry for all that we have done that's not right in your sight. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O God, that you will take us from glory to glory. We thank you for divine shifting, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the shifting in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for shifting our lives, O God, to bring glory and honor to your name, O God. Thank you for the shifting. Thank you for the grace to shift, O God. Thank you for the grace to shift, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, we thank you for the divine shifting in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you for shifting our situations from bad to good. Thank you for shifting our destiny in the name of Jesus. What the enemy planted in our destiny, thank you, Lord, that you shifted it right back to your original plan and purpose, oh God. Thank you for shifting us, oh God, even though, Lord, we made mistakes. And because of the sin and the mistakes we made, you set us back. But, Lord, because of your grace and mercy, you had pity on us, and you came and shifted us back to the original state, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the process in the shifting. We thank you, Lord, for the process in the shifting, oh God, and we thank you for the grace in the shifting. We bless you, oh God, for the grace in the shifting. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, over the cyberspace, over the networks, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh, God. We praise your name, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you that we are a recipient. Horia masandiriako, horia kaya neke ya muko ya nese, ye kurie mose teria karamase teriako, ye kiria mose teria kurumase, ye karamase teria kurumase teriako, oh ye kuria mase teriako, oh thank you Lord. From taking us from glory to glory, from favor to favor, in the name of Jesus, from poverty to wealth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for taking us from barrenness to fruitfulness, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for taking us from poverty to wealth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for the mindset. Oh God, that we have allowed the mindset, mind of Christ to move in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We honor you, oh God. Father, I just feel your presence. And in your presence, oh God, there is fullness of joy. I thank you, Lord, that you've never left us and you will never leave us nor forsake us. I thank you, Lord, that you will be with us to the end of time. I thank you, Lord, that you're faithful and a loving God. So this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we thank you for the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our siblings, our spouses, nieces, nephews, those that are connected to us, those that are here this morning. In the name of Jesus, those that are listening now, and those that will listen at another time. We bless your name, O God. Thank you for this Sabbath morning, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you for the seventh day, O God, that you will perfect all that concerns our lives. Let your perfect will be done in us as it is in heaven. And Lord, we just want to say thank you in advance. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance. We thank you in advance. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. So, Lord, as I bring this word forth, this
conference
word,
recording started.
Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for the word of God going forth as a two-edged sword, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your word perform what you sent it to perform. Let it perform in the name of Jesus and prosper in the thing you sent it to prosper in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning we just say once again, thank you. In Jesus' name, release your glory, release your power, release your anointing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. Say good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. This morning as I was worshiping and I praised God for even looking down at us this morning, I praise God that not only this morning, but every time we gather together in the name of Jesus, he is right there with us. And so we do not take this for granted. We appreciate the Lord Jesus Christ, and we say thank you. In Jesus' name. As I was going through the worship this morning, I heard the voice of God saying, shifting. I listened again and I heard him say, shifting. He said, divine shifting. What it is for shifting, what is the meaning of shifting? You know, what is the meaning when God says shifting? What does it mean to you? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, this word shifting, if you're moving from one place to another, you have shifted. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you move from one to a place to another, from an apartment to our house is shifting, or from a house to an apartment is shifting. When that is a movement. Shifting is a movement. And when God says divine shifting, hallelujah, we bless his name and we praise his name because it's a change. When shift is a sudden change. Sometimes it's sudden and sometimes it's not sudden. But God told me divine shifting. Hallelujah. Divine shifting. I don't know if any one of us, and sometimes we don't like it. We don't like that shifting. We don't like to move. We like to be stagnant. You remember the children of Israel in the desert for 40 years. Why did they stay in the desert? They should have shifted to the promised land much, much earlier. And they did not because of disobedience to Almighty God. And so they stayed in that desert for 40 years. Moses did not get, he saw the promised land, but God said he was not going because of that anger when he hit the rock, when the Lord said, speak to the rock. So disobedience So he saw the land, but he did not enter into the land. Hallelujah. When God is saying shifting, shifting comes as a result sometimes of almost of being obedient to what Almighty God is speaking to our lives. Not only obedient, but acting, because it's a movement. Hallelujah. If God said, do not eat this, you do not eat it because you are being obedient to the Lord. Hallelujah. If God said, do not mix with this group, or marry this group, like in the Old Testament, then you do not marry that group, because when you marry those, that group, or when you do this and do that, hallelujah, you begin to be disobedient, and that when you share curses. Hallelujah. When we say God is moving you from one level to the next level, and everybody will jump up and down and start screaming, oh, thank you, Jesus. But you will not see the results because that person has not taken the step forward to shift, to move forward. They want something magical to happen, but faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And when God tells you something, faith without works is dead. You got to move. And God told Abraham, move from his parents' house. And that was a shift. He was shifting from his family life, from his background, by his and generational and curses, religion. He was shifting into the promises of God. He received that word and he moved. He took his wife, Sarah. He took his all his servants. He took Lot and they moved. So there was a shifting because of the will of God. And with that shifting, if you look at it in Genesis 12, 1 to 3, you see the blessings that came with the shifting, and we are a partaker of these blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So if I say, oh God, let the mind of Christ be in me, let the mind of Christ be in me, in the name of Jesus, let the mind, and I keep saying it, and I say it over and over, but nothing happens. What do I do for the mind of Christ? We begin to study the word of God. Hallelujah. You begin to move in the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit. You begin to study the mind of Christ. If you want the mind, if I want the mind of Christ, would I study Christ? I take time to go over the gospel and study and intensely and ask the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because the mind of Christ is holy. The mind of Christ is righteous. The mind of Christ, my God, do you know what happens in the mind of Christ? Hallelujah. The intelligence, the geniosity that's in the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. There's no negativity in the mind of Christ. So if I want that mind of Christ, I have to walk by the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. And I have to study to show myself approved. I have to make a cautious effort for the mind of Christ. When you walk in the mind of Christ, what is this? You're receiving that divine wisdom from Almighty God. Hallelujah. You are being empowered. Hallelujah. Not that you say the scriptures, but you live the scriptures because you're doing what Almighty God says to do. Hallelujah. So when God says shifting, you are shifting from glory to glory, or from poverty to wealth, from sickness to complete and total healing and good health. Hallelujah. But it's a movement. And we'll go through this line by line, precept by precept. And I'm just going to say this, and we'll take the Holy Communion, because this is the beginning of what God is speaking to us. Some of some of us, it will come suddenly. But it's a shift to suddenly. Someone went to bed last night and they did not have a dime in their purse. They woke up this morning, looked at their ticket, and they found out now that they are millionaires because they won this lottery. So that was a shifting. You woke up, before you went to bed, you were worrying and praying about your bills. When you woke up in the morning, you look at that ticket and you begin to scream and jump. You know what it is. God has just literally, he has shifted you from poverty to wealth. Hallelujah. What is shifting? Some shifting you. You decide to go to school and you go to first grade, you go to elementary and high school, and you continue on and learning. You get your college degree and master's degree, and everything that means you went through that process of shifting because you got your education. You made it an effort to get your education. Shifting when there's a promotion on your job and it says there are a job vacancy, and you're tired with that job and you want to go higher. What do? You fill up the application, and you and there's a shifting. Hallelujah, because the favor of God is on you. Shifting. David in the field, taking care of his father's flock. And Samuel comes to Saul and tells Jesse, get your sons ready. Even Jesse, David's dad, don't even look for David. All David's brothers parade Samuel, and Samuel keeps asking, is this one? Is this one? And all the sons, and Samuel is wondering, God, and Samuel asks, God spoke to Samuel, do you have another son? And so they sent for David. David runs, he was thinking nasty, dirty, physical. I'm talking about the day. Taking care of sheep. Said for David, as soon as David come in the room, everyone that you see that standing and stand Samuel, what does he do? He puts a horn of oil and anoint David at a very early age to be a king of Israel. Although it didn't take place until a couple of years later. David, the first thing God has empowered David to be king. That's a shifting. What do you mean by shifting? Because before, when David was taking care of the sheep and taking care of the flock, he couldn't go. He didn't go to Saul to sue Saul. You knew the shifting came because evil spirits was on Saul, and he was sent for David. And when David played, the evil spirits would go. Why? Because of the anointing shifting. Oh, shifting up because of your obedience. Shifting up because of your consistency and your dedication. There's shifting. But you remember, God looks at the heart of man. Hallelujah. So shifting. Are you a candidate? This shifting that the Lord has released, hallelujah, not only to an air minister, but in the earth realm. Are you ready for the shifting? We look at the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and he created man in his image and likeness. Hallelujah. Eve had dominion, authority, everything. Hallelujah. Adam named the animals, and they were there just taking care of the garden. And what happened? God just gave them, do not eat from that tree. And then they were having a great life. And by the time they ate from that tree, there was a shift. Hallelujah. The woman of Zarephath, and she was gathering sticks to go fix a last meal. And the prophet came through, Elijah said, and told the lady, God has sent him there to shift this woman. And what did the lady say? She said, just Do you give me some water? The woman was about to get him some water. They said, can you fix me something to eat? She said, I only have a little meal, but I will. Then Elijah said, fix some, give me some, and the rest here, your son, take it. You can have it. And as she did that, because of what she did, she honored this prophet of God. She didn't even know he was a prophet. She was not an Israelite. This woman was a woman of the world. But because she shifted, she wasn't mean. And what happened? She shifted. God shifted her. Divine shifting. And I pray that each and every one of us get prepared. Some shifting happens suddenly. But this is for good. His plans towards us are good and not evil, to bring us to his expected end. But his shifting is a hallelujah. It's a sacrifice. It's obedience. Hallelujah. Shifting. Hallelujah. So we thank God for this shifting. Shifting for good and not evil. I'm saying it's shifting for good. Not evil, shifting for good. Father, we thank you this morning for this word on divine shifting. Father God, when Lazarus was in that grave, hallelujah, when he died, Jesus, and when you went to that grave after a couple of days and you called his name, Lazarus, there was a shift. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he is dead, but yet he shall live. So shifting. Father God, we thank you that your name is being glorified in our lives. Weeping may endure in the night. Yes, Lord, the night's been very long. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. We thank you for patience to wait on God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Get your communion ready. We'll go through the Holy Communion. I'll let you go, but just think about it. The divine shifting has come, hallelujah, to bring you to God's expected end. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm ready. Oh, my God. So get your communion ready. We take the Holy Communion, and then the next few weeks or next few days, we're going to take it precept by precept, line by line, for the shifting. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Help me to honor you with my body. Help me honor you in my mind. Help me to honor you from my spirit. Let me honor you with all I am. Help me to honor you with my body. Help me to honor you in my mind. Help me to honor you from my spirit. Let me honor you with all I am. Let my life give you glory. Let my life bring you praise. Let men know you through my story. Let me honor you all my days. In the morning and the noontime, till the evening and the night, let me always shine forth your light. Let me live for your delight. In the morning and the noontime.
Hallelujah. Father, we lift up the holy sacrament to you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Almighty God, to bless it. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the DNA that is in Jesus Christ. Release the DNA, oh God, in this holy sacrament, oh God. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that even as we take the holy sacrament, oh God, there be a shifting, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in our lives, good and not evil, will bring us to your expected end. Shifting, oh God, from barrenness to fruitfulness. Sing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We receive all the unlimited breakthroughs and benefits of the Holy Communion. In the name of Jesus, we adore you, O God. We worship you, O God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread that represents the body of Christ. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Because many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home. And the rest, that ye come not together under condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the holy sacrament. We receive all the breakthroughs, unlimited blessings in the name of Jesus and breakthroughs in our lives. We thank you for the divine shifting. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our all. We ask you to bless it in the name of Jesus. We pray for multiplication. We pray for creative ideas in the name of Jesus. Witty inventions, oh God. Bless the works of our hands in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for multiplication. Thank you for fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Let these offerings be used for the kingdom of God to bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, oh God. And Father God, we praise you, we worship you. We thank you for the Sabbath day. We receive all the Sabbath day blessings in the name of Jesus. Father God, may we continue to find rest in you. We pray for all the students going back to school that you will be with them in the name of Jesus and bless them, O God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. Bless each and every one here this morning in the name of Jesus. Bless their homes in the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels to be with each and every one 24/7. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for traveling mercies, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all honor and glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend and be safe. God bless you. We love you.
Another miracle for me. somebody.